playing a bit ping pong, and I'm really speaking on behalf of our colleagues in WHO headquarters. The word hygiene is not in the legal text of the protocol. It doesn't exist. The mothers and fathers and uncles and aunts of the protocol in the 90s were not putting emphasis on hygiene, interestingly, but were primarily focusing on the water and sanitation aspects in the legal text of the protocol. Nevertheless, we have been sneaking in secretly over the past years the hygiene agenda into the work under the protocol, because we cannot discuss water and sanitation without hygiene and vice versa. So that doesn't make any sense. So that is already a reality of our work, even though the legal text doesn't give reference to it. But never mind. And I think what I would like to remind everyone here is that there are so many global initiatives going on in this space that are relevant to the protocol and that will, in the end of the day, support also the work on the protocol. And can I ask for the next click, please? And some of you may remember that I think it was a couple of years back that there was this global hand hygiene for all global initiative being promoted by a huge number of organizations, which logos you can see here on the screen. And we also heard Rick this morning speaking about the SDGs and the indicators. And just as a reminder, hygiene is part of SDG target 6.2. On the one hand, on the other hand, we have very, very little data on hygiene that is available. So one of the objectives of the Hand Hygiene for All Global Initiative is also to increase the availability of data on hand hygiene. And among other activities that were framed under this initiative, there is also the activity that is being led by WHO, which is developing global guidelines on hand hygiene in community settings. And these guidelines would complement the existing guidelines on drinking water quality as well as on sanitation and health. So the guidelines on hygiene were the missing piece, so to say, in WHO's guidance, which is now happening full speed as we speak. And my colleague Jo, unfortunately she couldn't come by today, but she has shared with me the slides. Next slide, please. Do we need guidelines, says the slides. Can you keep on clicking? Thank you. No, yeah, thank you. So why do we need guidelines? So one of the points of departure was already a few years back, work that was started in undertaking a global scoping review of the global recommendations on hand hygiene in community settings. And whereas there was some consistency found in terms of measures that are being promoted and applied to promote hand hygiene, there was also at the same time significant discordance and gaps were found actually. And one of the main conclusions from this review was also that many of the recommendations are not really underpinned by evidence. So the reviewers at the time were concluding that less than 10% of the recommendations that were found out internationally were actually supported by appropriate evidence. And that was indeed also reason enough to look more in depth into the evidence and to develop the guidelines. Next click, please. And so what the guidelines trying to achieve? So they are focusing in terms of scope, they are focusing, and put on my glasses now. In terms of scope, they are not focusing on healthcare facilities, but they are focusing on hand hygiene in households, public spaces, as well as in institutional settings other than healthcare facilities, like for example, prisons, workplaces, schools we have heard about. And in terms of public spaces, these would include transport hubs, shopping areas, marketplaces, parks, for example, or squares where people gather, or sport facilities where people gather. So it's everything but the healthcare setting, which is being covered elsewhere. The target audience is not the person who is standing in front of the washroom and encouraging people to wash their hands, but the target audience are indeed the ministries actually to put in place measures and regulations that would support in a sustainable fashion hand hygiene practices and infrastructures. And in terms of content, The guidelines aim to cover the effective hand hygiene, to undertake to position recommendations on effective hand hygiene practices, spelling out minimum requirements for practices on effective hand hygiene, but also speaking about effective behavior change approaches for sustained practices, so that this is not only a one-off that people remember. How the guidelines will take a system strengthening approach to implementing global standards that are already formulated, and the guidelines will also promote a roadmap, if you wish, a step-by-step guide targeting the ministries for adapting and implementing such measures at the national level. And I think one more click, then I'm done. Here, probably it's not worth to drill into the details of this timeline of the production. Perhaps the main thing is the box in the right, the third box from the right, which is the publication date envisaged, which is to be, Joe was brave enough to say March 2025, which is pretty precise, but I would say maybe in the second or third quarter of next year, we will see life of the guidelines, but it will not stop with the publication of the guidelines, but they will further then rolled out and piloted in countries, and the national uptake will be supported. Speaking of which, in light of these developments on the guidelines, I think the protocol will have a very important role to play after the guidelines are in place, because the protocol could help significantly through its mechanisms and through the network that is available to promote the uptake of these guidelines and to support capacity building at country or subnational level, so that we wave the flag and bang the drums also for hygiene in non-hospital settings. So this is how we see it coming. So even though this work is not happening under the protocol, this is super relevant to the protocol and will provide an anchor for future protocol work. Thank you. Marta, I'm playing the ball back, the virtual ball.
Thank you very much.